Blog Talk Radio.
There are locks on the doors, chain stretched across all the entries to the inside. There's a gate and a fence, bars to protect from only God knows what lurks outside. Who stole your heart, left you with a space that no one and nothing can fill? Who stole your heart, who took it away, knowing that without it you can't live? Who took away the part so essential to the whole? Left you a hollow body, skin and bone. What a robber, what thief. Who stole your heart and the keys? Who stole your heart, the smile from your face, the innocence, the light from your eyes? Who stole your heart, or did you give it away? Who took away the part so essential to the whole? Left you a hollow body, skin and bone. What a robber, what thief. Who stole your heart and the key? Now our sentiment is gone. Now you have no trust in no one. Who stole your heart? Did you know but forget the method and moment in time? Was it a trickster using mirrors and sleight of hand? A strong elixir or a potion that you drank? Hurt your heart, bruise it in a place that no one and nothing can heal. You've gone to wizards, princes, and magic men. You've gone to witches, good, the bad, the indifferent. But still our sentiment is gone. But still you have no trust in no one. You can tear down the walls, throw your armor away, remove all roadblocks, barricades. You can forget there are bandits, dragons to slay. Don't forget that you defend an empty space. thought he laughed. Remember the tin man. Go find your heart and take it back. Who stole your heart? Maybe no one can say. One day you will find it, I pray.
Alafia family, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Oracles Read by Omi Inka, 7 and Tribe. Thank you so very much for joining us on this eve of a celebration. That's right, it is a celebration. We are preparing for our one-woman show, and we're looking for women all over the diaspora who have a one-woman show, whether it be through the talent of being a storyteller or being a folkloid, or either writing your own material and singing a verse or two of your songs. And we're looking for those women who are currently preparing to go out on the market and to basically carry their show on the road. You can either be a minister, one who actually goes from church to church and contracts with various different administrators to do workshops. If you're out there now, we're urging you to call in to our radio station, and our number is 646-478-0270. You can call in now and let us know what your talents are. If there are many, that's fine. If you would like to sing, recite a poem, do some Maya Angelou's, or if you'd like to do some songs and stories together, that's fine. We're urging you to get ready for the Whippet program. Yes, that's the Whippet program. That program was created by the Small Business Association for women who were heading up their own entrepreneurism. So we're going to be talking to women from two perspectives, getting their show on the road to become an artist, as well as getting their paperwork to do business and become a contracted entrepreneur. And we're also going to be talking about the pulse of the people. What is really going on in our hood? And what do we need our politicians to address? And how can Hillary really hit home with us by coming into the African Americans community and talking about what is going on with our collaboration and the men in blue? How can we solve this problem? Do we need to deputize our own people from our own community and allow them to be trained to govern our community? Usually when someone from their area governs their own community, things tend to do better. When someone is not sensitive, that comes from the outside, there's usually chaos, and that person usually does not use the authority nor the patience and kindness that is directed with drawing people, love and kindness. So we're going to be talking about all those things today, and here to help us talk about bringing the women in to get them ready for this one-woman show that we're kicking off tomorrow night or tomorrow evening at 5. Now, I'm calling on women from all over the diaspora. You don't have to be gifted. You don't have to be number one in your field. You just have to be striving to put your show on the road. Now, you know me. Omi goes out there on the show and does her Harriet Tubman. Harriet tells me to go ahead on. Go ahead on, girl. Do your thing. I'm telling you the same thing like Harriet would tell me. Go ahead on and do your thing. Because now is the time. Through Blessing the Mic, another organization that works with me very closely to push me forward, and Kamani Aman, who actually works with developing a show called Bless the Mic. I want you all to know about that organization because that's who I'm featuring this program through on that website. And Kamani is an outstanding actor, director, singer, performer, songwriter, all of the above, and he is urging you to come and join his establishment, his membership, which is free of charge, where you can do your thing throughout New York and throughout the Bronx area where they perform. I haven't been able to get to any of his activities in that area. However, I support Kamani in all that he does, and he supports me. So right about now, Kamani is telling me to get some people together to bless the mic. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? Are you ready to bless the mic? I said, are you ready to bless the mic? Because whenever you possess the mic, you must bless the mic. Now let me go and see if my guests are on the wing. Hold tight. We're going to play another tune for you. Hold tight. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to move right along here. When our guests come in, we will bring them in to the corridor. However, I want to say this again. This is the kickoff day of One Woman Show. And as you know, we have been doing One Woman Show throughout the year, and that is Harriet Tubman returns, Moses returns, the conductor returns, and Harriet Tubman's wedding and the Promised Land. If you have not viewed any of my one-woman shows, please go out to the Blog Talk Well site and pull them up, and you can view them there. Now, we are really anxious to start talking about what is going on with the political arena and our collaboration with the Men in Blue. As you know, I did put out a special urgent discussion about what I felt was going on with the political arena. We were getting too slap happy too soon. Now, as you know, there are politicians going to all communities, getting the support and the votes of people throughout Indiana as well as Ohio and Illinois. Now, I want to say to the people of Indiana, there is a call to come to Capitol Hill for all the women who are entrepreneurs who are setting up their businesses to meet some of the politicians that actually will be giving money and giving the laws on the funds that go out for the WIP grant money. Now, we've been invited to come there in October the 6th, I think it is, and we're going to be talking about how do you get qualified for these funds to become an entrepreneur. Now, even if your business and talent is an artistic ability, it is a business. I want you to know that. And we're going to get further into the business later on. Now, we did invite two young ladies, Vertus Farmer, who is an artist and entertainer today, and we also invited Dr. Joyner to come and speak to us about her new book as well as her CDs. Now, I have called them out in the corridor. If you're out in the corridor, Dr. Joyner, please do pick up. Our number here is 646-478-0270. Let me see if they're out in the corridor. Pardon me for a minute. Just hold tight. We're going to be seeing if we can get them in into the room. Okay. Just hold tight. We are going to get them in the room shortly for you, and hopefully they're out there waiting for us. Boy, let's see if we can get them. We're going to see if we can get them back in here. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are trying to get Virtus in the atmosphere as well as Dr. Joyner, and they're with us this evening, and I'm trying to see if we can connect them to the show. So just hold tight as we try to bring them in. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, hold tight. We're going to be right with you as soon as we can get them in the atmosphere. You know how only do this. This is the kickoff day of the event, and we're having a few technical difficulties, nothing that we can't solve. Just hold tight, and we'll get that together for you indirectly, if you don't mind, please. Now, we've been talking about several things that are going on. We've been talking about how to get our community together. We've been talking about what we need in the way of a political party. We've been talking about how we can get the man in blue to come in and partnership with us and able in order to do what we need done in our community. But we certainly cannot continue to go on like we're going on. It's too much happening in our community. Our people are upset. They want something done about it. And we need to have our politicians come out and tell us what is it that they can do. What is it that they can do? Now, I'm not able to, for some reason, they're not coming in. I don't know why. Where are they? Eligibility, where are you people? And Omi's going to find you. Yes, I am. Wherever you are, you'll be able to come into the atmosphere because nothing is hidden in the spirit. And tonight is a great day, ladies and gentlemen. We are celebrating the kickoff of the One Woman Show. This is just the kickoff part of it so that we can get the party going. Just like the young kids say, let's get on with it. Get the program going. And I know that's what you're probably saying, too. We are getting the program together, and we're bringing about a movement, so to speak. How many of you feel that there's a movement going on out there and that we've got to get ourselves together and that we've got to bring politicians, ministers, evangelists, preachers, and teachers together? And we got to talk about why is it that no one seems to know that the 14th Amendment talks about what happened when Lincoln and his crew took the vote to decide to free the slaves. During that 14th Amendment, what happened was it was stated that slavery was abolished and no longer legal, except when you are convicted, indubitably convicted of a crime, then you can be placed in the arms and hands of someone who can place you in the service, servitude, where you become a slave to them. My question is, why is it that we have so many people doing things that they shouldn't be doing, like putting us offline, taking our money, wanting to take our services away? That's a crime in and of itself. Just like right now, I'm having a time getting on this airwave, and people are taking my money that I pay for this service with, and they're taking me off the line. Now, that is a crime. That's indubitably a crime. We've got to start standing up, going to these meetings, talking to these people about what is really our rights and what rights do we have. And if we have rights, then we certainly better have somebody out there reinforcing them. Otherwise, they cannot be law. They cannot be law. And we do not have to seduce or subject ourselves to it if they are saying that we are paying for a service, internet, and they put us offline and take our money. That is indubitably a crime. And what did you say that must happen to people that commit crimes? Now, one thing I want people to know is that you will have everyone trying to stop you from talking, bringing you together, especially when you're going to make a difference in the world. When you're going to make a difference in this world, everybody's going to try to take you offline, take you off your project, and try to show you where you don't belong. But that Constitution says you have a right to land and property. You have a right to land and property. And you must read that 14th Amendment. And that 14th Amendment also says that you must realize that slavery is illegal except when indubitably convicted of a crime. The judicial system has to be broken down. Antiquated information, black codes, have to be revisited. And teams of people need to go together in a platform with our candidates who are running, and they need to demand that the judicial system will be infallible, broken apart, so it can be rebuilt, so that everyone will clearly know what their rights are. How is it that so many of these rights are concealed and covered up? Just like I spoke of, where Brother Yusuf L. talked about the right to drive without a license and the right to not to have a license. He spoke of this on his show. People are confused because they don't know they have these rights and they're being hidden. How is it that when you come in to play the game, you're not fully endowed with the information to play the game, but yet you are to consent everything, even to your representative attorney to submit to things that you know are not right and you know that you didn't commit, but you're trying to work a deal here. How can you play less, make a deal when you don't know the rules of the game? We have to break down the judicial system. We have to have street law for our young people, our millennium people who are embracing the law on every account. Now, Hillary and Obama, we've been asking for a chance to speak at the Hill. And wouldn't you know it, somebody was looking for us women to invite us to come on the Hill to talk about becoming entrepreneurs and how we can make ourselves available for these billions of contract dollars that are being wasted sitting here. That's where the professionals need to look. I know that. But we need to also have a platform in our hood, in our communities, to talk about the judicial system being revamped. Why is it that we cannot challenge our judicial system and our political parties to vowing to execute old files, renewing them with paperless societies, and going into the system, allowing for the natural law to prevail, giving people an understanding of how to interpret the law. Yes, I know that the law is interpreted by that jury and the judge, but then you've got a situation where you go into a cat and mouse chase, and no one gets justice that way because they're looking at making a deal, not who is innocent and who's not. So that system has got to really be challenged. Obama, Hillary, it needs to be challenged. And outstanding intellectuals who have brain aptitudes that can sit down and read and comprehend and decipher needs to be put on a team in every community to show a great effort that you're challenging and tackling these antiquated laws and case laws and prima facie cases to overturn some of these things that are hurting the black African American, where they're still subject to being enslaved because they are indubitably being convicted of crimes that are really not fair. And at the same time, they're not getting a fair trial to stand before a court to cross-examine their accuser. They're not getting the chance to use all of the laws to their dispense. We need to visit that. We cannot keep yelling, yay, yay, we got Hillary, the first female in. We don't want to carry out this process of a white female in drag, carrying out a platonic slave master's procedure. We've got to break the laws, and that just like the wall shattered when Hillary was standing there, we've got to break the laws and shatter those laws because we can't keep housing our African-American people in these prisons lest they're going back into slavery. You heard what the 14th Amendment said. It said that unless you're indubitably convicted of a crime, that's the only way you can go back into slavery. Then why are so many prisons maxed out with our black people? Are they really in prison or not? And if they're not, let's change some things so that we are rehabilitating people and not just housing them to the tune of $30,000 and $50,000 a year, where we can be educating them in institutions called universities and colleges. Now, I'm all for the academic. Hillary, let's talk about going to organizations that are giving free education and offering these scholarships for free rides to a 2-year certificate or a diploma. Those are something to get our felons on the way when they come out of prison so they can meet the criteria for visitation rights with their infants and toddlers and children. We've got a serious problem that we haven't addressed in our community. You say that there are gang problems. Yes, there are gang problems, but there's also problems with people from the outside coming in, thinking that everyone is a criminal, pulling their gun first and talking later. We cannot continue to have that. Now we've got Jesse Jackson and many other people going over to Martin Luther King's wall and trying to do the march. We've marched ourselves out. Let's march ourselves to the White House or to these platforms to work it out, to lay some things out. I'm sure that these public defenders and these DAs and judges are sworn to a code through their business association. So they have to meet that criteria. So who is really being represented these days in a court of law? Is there any law being really heard? And is there cross-examination being done? So we are locked out from the law, you say, Omi. That's right. And that's what we've got to overcome before we can overcome having a female in the system. We're being locked out of all these things, and it's unfortunate. They just locked out my guests, where they took me offline, where my guests can't even get into the room. They locked me out. So I want you to know, Dr. Joyner, I'm locked out, and you're locked out, so they can't get you in. But we'll have you in there tomorrow for sure, okay? And Virtus, you're locked out because your hands were not up, and I could not bring you in. And then as I brought you in, they took you offline. So whatever reason that was done, I don't fought draw talk because at this point I am not sitting there to fight the hand that feeds me. What I am going to say is that whatever reason it happened, the spirit will move on that, and it will be a better day tomorrow. But what I am going to do is continue to run my mouth as I do, and I'm going to talk about the fact that we got a new regime coming in, we got to be very careful about how we make our decision and how we select our candidates. We cannot be running on these ballots about just Medicare alone. We've got to have some changes in our African-American communities, in the law system, in the way that we're ticketed, in the way that we're stopped on the street. Those are all black codes. Those things should have went out a long time ago. Policemen were created to come and protect men, white men, who own property and slaves and own businesses. They were protecting their property. Now we're becoming the property. We're becoming the indentured servants all over again. And whatever reason, we're not being protected. Something is wrong. There's no protection for the African American. You could go in an establishment and you have a quarrel with someone about an issue. The first thing that the non-Melanite man yells is, I'm going to call the police on you, as if the policeman was engaged and designed to protect them only and not the African-American. What do you know? This is being heard on a daily basis. So what African-Americans will find is that they have no protection of the law, yet they're taxpayers, and we say we have overcome, and we're letting refugees in who have better services and protections than we have. So we cannot tolerate that anymore. You must give us protection of the law. You must protect us from the law that comes in our community. And if we cannot see our way through this, then our children will be taken out of our community in broad daylight, being put in body bags while we watch it happen. But yet we're so fascinated by having a female president in our midst. We've got to use this time, African Americans, to talk about things that are worthy, to talk about how can we turn the situation around, break down the walls of the institution called judicial, and rebuild it with the soundness of understanding so that we can clearly see that the law is not hidden, but it's open to everyone, and everyone will get a free chance at a trial, not a deal being made. Too many young men are being closed up in prisons for first offense, locked away, now becoming a part of the institution, becoming criminalized. And Obama, you've seen this. You sat with some of these men that were intelligent that really shouldn't have been housed in prison and institution for long periods of time. And you said that you were going to make a change. You said it, Obama. You were going to make a change and create a rehabilitative program that will help these people. I have a heart for these people because I know what the hood represents. Some of them only want a basic job, an opportunity. I've seen young men be broken down trying to find employment, being turned to crime because of not having employment, a dollar bill to feed their family. I've seen this, and I know that we can do better than what we're doing. We're putting all these billions of dollars into this campaign, save these dollars, and give these dollar bills to the communities of the African-American race who have laid down the railroads on their mothers' and fathers' backs, who have built your cotton gins, who have picked your cotton, picking cotton, who have lived in your communities and took care of your babies and breastfed them. Now it's time you can give reparation back by allowing us to have a piece of the all-American dream, ownership of a home, without taking our properties and stockpiling them and selling them for pennies on a dollar. It's time to give something back to the African American, call a form of reparation, do respect in the court of law so that they're not laughed at and placated throughout the courtroom because there is no justice and they don't intend to give justice. And you have to buy your way into justice. Those who have large sums of money are the ones that are buying their way into justice. This is not how justice is served. Justice is served because of the natural law. African American, get your Bibles out. Start reading the natural law. Know what the natural law is. Do you not understand that if a man does not administer the laws right, the very laws will turn on that particular person? it will incarcerate that particular person, because laws are just like the laws of an inertia, laws of attraction. You cannot play with the law. These are the spiritual things of God. And once you start playing with the law, it will come back to encamp you and engulf you like ratified fire. So we have got to wake up these men in the courts of law, saying they're administering law and order when they're not. And we have to remind them of the consequences that will be dealt to people who do not officially and timely give people access to the law. What I'm saying is that we've got to hold some of these officials responsible. We've got to hold all these officials responsible. When they get in the office, they cannot push the black communities aside and then start dealing and giving all kinds of services for outside refugees who come in, whose mothers and fathers have not slaved in your in your slave quarters, who have not made your beds and fed your babies, but came in on a humbug, and now they are dealt in service with all of our goods and service that we should be having. Our children are not all doing good. The schools of the black communities are closing down like 20 going north. Have nowhere to go, and they're being pushed out of school. Then you have the situation with the mothers who are working and who are trying to lead families and take care of their children in a single-family house. The incentive should be to reward those mothers who do not continue to have children and become a sperm bank. That's what the incentive should be. Mothers should not be working two and three jobs. Reward them to stay home and raise their children like they do in Europe. There's a lot that can be done to help the African-American communities, which are much different than other communities. You have to deal with them with a unique spoon, because they came from an environment where the families were broken apart. Yet you keep saying, why are the African-American families not staying married? Why are they broken apart? At one time, we had the highest statistics of being married and the longest time. And all of a sudden, when we wanted to go out of the homes to be the breadwinners, it started to create a problem for our marriages. Now you've got black women out in the workforce working, but there's nobody at home raising baby Sue, and the village can't do it because it needs to be a parent at home to create a village. So let's talk about it, Hillary. How are we going to help these mothers that have large portions of their children in the social services called foster care, who had their children taken away because they were on a wild goose chase running from the policemen and having their children in the car? Now they are charged and convicted